You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is our newsmaker of the day, is local resident Michael J. Sullivan. Michael is a book author, and his latest book is called Forgotten Flowers. Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. How would you categorize this book, Forgotten Flowers?
Well, that's an interesting question. Initially, I thought the book as a love story. And after discussion with the publisher, he said, you have more than a love story. What you have is an advocacy story. And that put a whole different dimension on how I thought of the book and what I wanted to do with it.
So tell us a little bit about the book.
The book centers on a man named Daniel Kilgore, whose wife is suffering from brain loss, which he attributes to a traumatic brain injury. So what he decides to do is to volunteer at a assisted living facility and see if through interacting with some clients, he can bring out old, faded, fractured memories to live in the present for a moment. And if he can do that, then he would take those techniques back and work with his wife. What he subsequently discovers is she does not have a traumatic brain injury. She's suffering from a very rapidly progressing form of dementia. That's one storyline. Then the book delves into three different families and the family dynamics that cause their loved one to have to be placed in a home, the dynamics that lead to an epiphany that they need to come and see them, because once they place the loved one in the home, they are kind of out of sight, out of mind, forgotten.
It's a story that you want to tell, and I want to ask you, why the subject of dementia?
My daughter works in community health care, so I'm somewhat familiar with some of the problems of people that have to live in those facilities, the dynamics of their family members, of guilt and abandonment as they put that loved one in those facilities, and how easy it is for caring, loving family members to lose sight of them. They're gone, and they kind of out of sight, out of mind, forget them. So what happens? You know, why do these people suddenly lose value to their lives? They've had long lives. They've had interesting lives. They have memories that are going to be forgotten and lost unless somebody tries to bring those memories out again.
What you have is a very good-sized book. The name of the book is Forgotten Flowers, a novel of redemption and second love. What will you hope that readers learn after reading this book?
Every person's life has value. And that value is only expressed through an interaction with another person. That's how you find out the value that a person has, what they lived, what they accomplished, what they didn't accomplish, where they failed, where they succeeded. And to learn that, to have that interaction with a person perpetuates their life long after they're gone.
I look forward to reading this. You are going to have a book signing for this book, Forgotten Flowers, at Black Oak Casino Hotel on Monday, December 3rd. You're going to be there from 9 o'clock in the morning all the way until noon. Again, it's a book signing. The book is going to be available at Black Oak Casino Hotel Monday, December 3rd, 9 o'clock in the morning through noon. If a person is unable to make it to that book signing, how will they get a hold of this book?
They can go to any bookstore in town. It can be purchased through Mountain Books. It can be purchased through Amazon, and it will be in ebook form as well. The proceeds are all being donated to Bright Focus, which is an organization that funds research into dementia and Alzheimer's and macular degeneration. So whoever buys this book, they're not putting money in my pocket. They're putting money into an organization that's going to make life better for those afflicted with dementia.
You have started a project that is called the Foster Grandchildren Project. Can you tell me a little bit about foster grandchildren?
Yes. Nothing lights up my wife's face more than one of our grandchildren stopping by, either planned or unannounced. And for the residents in an assisted living facility, whose families often can't see them often, why not find a way to resource young teenagers to help. And so I approached the youth minister at Sierra Bible Church, Logan Hensley. I ran the idea by him, and he thought it was a terrific way to get kids to serve. When I talked with the activities director at Skyline, she was equally as enthused with the idea. And my hope is that if this catches on, if we can create this program to work where young kids basically adopt a grandparent, that not only would church groups want to get involved, but the activities directors at Sonora High and Somerville, who are looking for senior projects. This is an ideal senior project. These are forgotten parts of the community people never even know about. And with those groups got involved, and you can imagine if this thing leapfrogs, it's not just a local idea. It could become statewide. It could become nationwide.
And is this a learning experience for the kids?
Absolutely. It teaches the kids the value of giving back. And when I spoke with the activities director, she was really enthused because there are activities going on where the involved teenager isn't just sitting there talking with them. They're physically involved with an activity. The specific example she gave me was Wii bowling that the residents play. And the relationships that get formed and the interest that grows between the two is just, that's what I hope to happen.
The name of the project is called Foster Grandchildren. The name of the book, Forgotten Flowers. Michael, very nice to meet you.
Thank you very much for your time, Mark.